Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For a few years in a row, the most talked about TV show was Game of Thrones. It was a show I will admit that I never saw a single minute of. I'm not really that much of a prude, and I appreciate a good show even when it dances around the edges of what is right and what is wrong. Game of Thrones was just a bit too much, at least for me. But when Game of Thrones ended, folks and critics have scrambled to find some show that might replace it. And to fill the gap, some have begun to watch the new HBO series called Chernobyl. It's a show, as you might imagine, that depicts that disaster in Reactor 4 of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. I have not seen a single minute of this show either, but I have listened to a few episodes of the podcast where the writer of that show, the writer of that miniseries, is interviewed, and over the course of 5 episodes, he describes all the research that went into writing this show. But as I was listening this past week, he made a somewhat passing statement about what it was like to be a doctor or a nurse in the hospital that treated those who had been exposed to radiation. This writer said something like this: "The amazing thing about coming in contact with radioactive material is that once it is on you, or inside of you, even in some small way, maybe through the air you breathe, or some small particle of dirt that touched your hand, once it came in contact with you, you gave it to everyone with whom you came in contact. This radioactive material of Chernobyl was, quite literally, contagious. What you had, what you had touched, would affect everyone around you." Now, deep breath, and back to the gospel reading that you just heard the deacon read. A centurion comes to Jesus pleading today for help. "Lord, my servant can't move. He is paralyzed. But I need him. I need his help, and I need him well." But without speaking a single word of his request, the centurion never says to Jesus, "Lord, would you mind coming to my house and healing him?" Or, "Lord, how can you help my paralyzed servant?" Or even, "Lord, what should I do now?" He doesn't utter a single question. And yet Jesus says, I myself will come and heal him." We can't chalk this story up, and especially this healing, to a really good prayer by that centurion. And we can't even chalk it up to Jesus seeing that servant, that paralyzed servant, and feeling sorry for him. Jesus never even lays eyes on the man. So I ask you, dear friends, how is this centurion servant made well again? St. Matthew says, "Then Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go your way, and as you have believed,'" you, the centurion, not the servant, not the one who is sick, "but as you have believed, So let it be done for you. And his servant was healed at that very same hour. It is a remarkable miracle that this servant, who didn't ask for himself, who didn't even see Jesus, is made well again. But that, you see, is how faith works. I've said more than once that faith is not some kind of warm feeling that you or I have in our heart. But faith is always action. Faith is action for someone other than yourself. That's why we talk about our faith being alive. Faith is always doing something for someone else. And so this centurion comes to Jesus today with the kind of faith that is radioactive. It's the kind of faith that cannot be contained. It is the kind of faith that spills over and changes everything and everyone with whom it comes in contact. This centurion today who comes to Jesus has faith. He has faith because he makes his way to Jesus on behalf of someone else. Because his faith is so strong and so potent and so contagious, this centurion's faith bears fruit in someone else. It bears fruit in his servant. As you have believed, says Jesus, that servant is made well. I cannot stress it enough that that is why we are here. This is the location, this place, of the very life and power and energy of God. And so we come here again today, treading lightly, because this is holy ground. But we also come here so that what we come in contact with this day, the very body and blood of God himself, might not only live in us, and might not only live for us, but might live for others, for our family, for our friends, for our co-workers, for our neighbors, for those whom we know, for those whom we don't know, and yes, even for our enemies. Imagine for a moment if what you are doing here today, you are doing for your worst enemy. You are doing for the person you despise the most. But that is what faith does. We come here so that they might be made well. So let us ask of Christ our God, especially as we approach his holy mystery, to give us the courage to beg him for mercy, not only for ourselves, but on account of our faith, for the entire world. We are here for them. We are not here for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.